us. Work with us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When our crew is face to face with a fire, we stand together or we fall together. It's that simple. Now, nurses, teachers, and other public employees have come together to stand up for Wisconsin workers. Governor Walker, public employees have agreed to the cuts you asked for. And now they're simply asking that you not take away their rights. We stand together or we fall together, and we're asking the people of Wisconsin to stand with us.
That's firefighter Mike DeGarmo from Racine, Wisconsin, a new ad from the AFL-CIO, asking the people of Wisconsin to stand by their unions. That's where we start at this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a lot of back and forth. The latest salvo has been over the coverage of the protests. On Fox News, for example, Bill O'Reilly and Britt Hume talked about the way the so-called mainstream media has been distorting what actually is going on in Wisconsin.
Are you surprised, Britt, about how the left-wing media is reporting the story? Don't they feel that the people like me and other watchdog groups are going to call them on this reportage?
Well, a lot of members of the news media, you know, come from an era in which there were no other groups like Fox News that might present a different perspective. And I'm disappointed in what I've been seeing in a lot of the mainstream press, but I'm not surprised. This is pretty standard for these kinds of disputes. You know, much of the mainstream media, including AP dispatches I've seen, have said that the governor's trying to strip all the collective bargaining rights of these unionized government workers. That is not correct. He is trying to remove their right to bargain on fringe benefits and pensions, but as for salary, they would retain their right to bargain for salary, which is, you know, by many lights the central issue. Obviously, these pension and other fringe benefits have come an extraordinary cost, particularly in recent years. And Wisconsin is one of many states that is suffering the budgetary consequences of that, and he's trying to reel it back.
But isn't he also putting limitations on what the union can get as far as salary by saying it's got to be, you know, indexed for inflation or this, that, and the other thing? I think that's in play, too. Look, there's no question, and the minutiae of whether Wisconsin gets its union givebacks or not really is not important to most other people in the country. It's what's going to happen after this. Because every state in the union is watching this battle, and if Walker wins, then every union, and in the heavily Democratic states like here in California and New York, maybe Massachusetts, they won't do it. But many, many other states will do exactly the same thing.
You're right, Bill. A number of them are poised to do that. And let's remember when we're trying to measure, you know, how this is likely to come out, that a couple of other Republican governors, Chris Christie in New Jersey and earlier Mitch Daniels in Indiana, have taken on some of these same issues and in some instances some of these same unions, or at least their counterparts in their states, and they have come out of it doing very well. It's particularly notable that Christie has done so well in what is generally considered a pretty blue state, New Jersey. He's become, you know, a tremendous hero on the right, and he remains highly popular in New Jersey. He's doing very well, and he has been very direct and very blunt and very aggressive about this, and so far successfully.
Now, if you look at the left-wing media coverage, particularly the New York Times this morning, they basically say, look, this is going to work against Republicans and conservatives, that workers are going to wise up and say, look, they're after our benefits. They, in Wisconsin, they cut taxes back. Because they want to attract business. The only way you're going to get the unemployment rate down is to get more business to come in. The only way you're going to get more business to come in is to make taxes lower. But that's not the way the liberals have been.
That's right. No, it isn't. And this is on these issues when it comes to, you know, government workers' salaries, levels of taxation, particularly on private business and so on, journalists tend to line up with the Democrats and the liberals. That has been true for some time. You see it in the New York Times news coverage to some extent. I think that some of these things that Paul Krugman is saying border on the hysterical. He's talking about
defensive. Look, if I were a liberal Democrat, I'd be hysterical, too. Because this is disaster for the whole Democratic Party, because they build their power base on union labor, money from the unions, telling the working class Americans they're getting hosed by their rich.
Coming up, we're going to hear the other side of this as a Colorado host speaks with Media Matters about the way Fox has been covering the protests as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Attention, Hygrolize is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hygrolize trial. Hydrolyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydrolyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydrolyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a focus on the union protesting in Wisconsin and how it is spreading to other states, Ohio and Midwestern states. I think there's some action in Indiana. A moment ago, you heard Bill O'Reilly and Britt Hume from Fox talking about the bias on the left. Listen to this conversation between David Serrata and Jess Levin from Media Matters about the way Fox has been covering the events.
Let's talk first about Fox News and how it has covered the Wisconsin protests. Now, everybody should remember that, of course, Fox News not only cheered on national Tea Party protests, but in many cases played a quasi-sponsorship role. Basically, they were broadcasting them, advertising them before the protests happened. You would think if Fox was at all consistent about, you know, the idea of democratic, small-d democratic protests, that they would be very, very excited about what's going on in Wisconsin. How is Fox News covering the Wisconsin protests?
Right. You would think that they would maybe give the same level of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if it were any other network, they might want to, but they did not. They didn't send their four, you know, key anchors out there to talk about them. They haven't been doing 20 segments and 73 promos. It's just sort of been attack, 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 you know, as it usually is with Fox News when it comes to these things. So we really tried to point out as the difference in between how they're covering this versus how they covered tea parties, which you explained very well.
And I'm reading here from the list that you guys have put together, and you can find it at MediaMatters.org. But here's, you know, Glenn Beck, Mr. Pro supposedly pro small d Democratic protests. He's saying the Wisconsin protests are people looking to create chaos on the backs of the worker. You've got Michelle Malkin saying that the protests represent thuggery. You've got all sorts of really epithets being thrown at the very idea of protest. Has there been any, I guess, acknowledgement that while the Fox News bobbleheads may not agree with the thrust of the protests, that the criticism of protest itself looks a little ridiculous coming from a network that cheered on the Tea Party?
You mean from Fox News?
Has anybody gone on there and been like, protest is, I guess, a good American thing, but we just don't agree with this kind of protest?
Right.
Because there doesn't seem to be any self-awareness.
No. I mean, the funniest thing I've actually seen in covering these protests are the signs being held up behind the people out there to cover them. There was one, and, people chanting Fox Lies, of course, and they have to air that because they've got their reporters there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one the other day where someone was holding up a sign that says Fox News will lie about this, right behind the Fox reporter reporting on it.
They're preempting Fox
Lies. I mean,
they
know as well as we do that Fox is going to lie about this. So I think that was the closest we've seen to them being held accountable
for their coverage. That's pretty sweet.
It's actually been funny.
To get an even better idea of what they're talking about, here's a snippet of a reporter for Fox who was at one of the protests.
At 5 o'clock, the bill will come to the floor in the House. That means that they potentially could consider the bill, but what we believe the Democratic legislators in the House to do is to, when it comes to the floor, amend the bill on multiple occasions such that they would head off a vote. I want to show you, they got balloons headed up here into the beautiful Capitol Rotunda as this protest shows no signs of abating. Everyone making their viewpoints known. It's always a fun time as democracy plays its way out.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, those folks protesting Fox, I'm wondering if they would prefer a state-run television network providing all the coverage. But they should know that we invited teachers' union reps to come onto this program, and they literally refused to appear on this show. So we're giving them a forum, and they don't want to take us up on that forum.
You know, I will say this, to be very honest with you, most of the protesters, despite this gentleman here, most of the people have been fairly reasoned, calm, and willing to talk because, as you know, we have done our best to give everybody a voice here. Despite this guy, do you have an opinion other than
that?
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a focus on the union protesting in Wisconsin. Host Cenk Özer of the Young Turks thinks that given the way Fox has been covering the protests, it ought to be nobody's surprise this is the kind of reaction they're getting.
I love how the anchor was so upset, like, what does he want? We've given all of the opinions here on Fox News. We've invited several guests that we were going to yell at, but they refused to come and get yelled at and have their mic cut. What more can we do? Does he want state-run television? And then he got really agitated. You notice that? And he's like, could this create conflicts tomorrow? They're very aggressive. How dare they? You know, of course, implying that the guy's going to get violent. When all the guy is saying is, you lie. And that gets under your skin because you're an actor pretending to be a news anchor, and you hate it when people point out that all you're doing is puppeting the propaganda that Roger Ailes sent to you in a morning memo, and that you're a clown, and you're not a journalist, and you're not a reporter, and you're not an anchor. You're just an actor reading the news that Roger Ailes wrote for you. So when the guy calls you out and says you lie, you're like, oh, no, this guy's very aggressive. No. How dare you criticize Fox News? Well, and they should do that every time Fox is broadcasting from anywhere. Fox representing all the opinions. If you ever turn on Fox News on Wisconsin, all they got is wall-to-wall, all these protesters and the unions. They're trying to milk the government, and they're trying to take your money. And this guy's pretending as if they're, what, fair and balanced? Please.
You can find out more about this or some of the other topics that are on the countdown by visiting our Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougSteffen.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what Talk Radio and Talk Television are talking about, and that includes what's going on in Libya and the effect it will have here, especially when you go to the gas pump. Texas Talk host Jack Ricciardi talked to Jerry Boyer from Forbes magazine about what he thinks the financial fallout will be from the events as they continue to unfold in Libya.
What is your expectation right now on oil prices and the stock market with what's going on in Libya?
Higher and lower.
Okay.
Higher oil prices, lower stock market.
Even though we don't directly get our oil from Libya, and even though it's not one of the the top 10 contributors, won't there be a ripple effect? Won't everybody kind of yes. Freak out?
Yeah, because oil is fungible. It's a fungible resource. So less oil into the supply. You take 1.5 million barrel production per day out of the supply. You drive up the price. I mean, these deals where we don't buy from this country or that country, they're really pretty much sham because somebody else buys from them and resells it to us. Or somebody else buys from Libya and they buy less from somebody who's not on our ban list. So, I mean, that kind of thing is for show, but it doesn't really help in the oil price situation. And there's something really interesting going on in that global oil prices. That's the Brent sweet crude. Are way above West Texas Intermediate, and that's sort of reflecting the global risk factor for oil production is exceeding, sort of our own domestic risk factors.
Well, and I think also because clearly this isn't going to stop with Libya, and there are some big oil producers on the list of tottering regimes.
Yeah, oil traders never really cared about Egypt much. They don't produce much oil. They ship a fair amount of it through the Suez Canal, but you know what? If the Suez Canal were closed, which no one expected it to be because the army isn't stupid, the oil tankers would just take a longer route. It's just a little bit of a delay. But now that we're spreading to oil-producing countries, now we're talking about a genuine supply disruption, and traders are going to respond to that.
Last time you and I talked, I asked you some question like, what would it take, what kind of economic event would galvanize the attention of the people? And you said one of the examples you came up with was $5 a gallon gasoline.
Yes.
Is that possible now as early as this summer?
Possible, but I wouldn't say we're going to get $5 a gallon. $4 a gallon gasoline is quite plausible. And that's still pretty, that gets people's attention. Because, if you have a 25-gallon tank now, you're into triple digits, right? $4, 25 gallons, $100 fill up. So that's like a psychological barrier for people. And I remember we talked about this earlier, and this was when it was around 3, and you said, could we go to 4? And I said, yeah, we could easily go to 4. And that's seeming a lot more plausible now.
There are a couple of talk radio callers with some ideas on what we ought to do if the situation sends the price of oil soaring more.
I've spoken to some geologist friends of mine. There are reserves in Alaska. There are reserves off the coast of Louisiana. There are reserves all over California. Tentacle Oil has about 5,000 capillaries. We have three crews here in Corona, California. It's not being pumped. It's in Olivia, California. Why don't we utilize our own resources instead of taking oil from other countries? I realize that we have a national reserve, but it's time that we started using American oil to fuel American vehicles and stop bowing to the increased prices around the world.
You know, I'm normally a pessimist about what's going on with the country, but, you know, I'm kind of trying to look at this in a different light this morning. You know, if we looked at this as a positive, and people started to carpool, you know, and in Washington, D.C., we have the worst traffic in the country, it would make your commute more pleasant. And you know what? You really could give it back to them by, I mean, being the politicians, the oil companies, everybody, by only using half of the fuel, and everybody would still get going where they need to go. And I really don't understand why, you know, conservation hasn't been. Everybody's looking to, we need alternate energy. We need alternate energy. Well, what about simple things you can do now, like carpooling? So it's one of those things, you turn a negative into a positive, and it's basically spitting their eye with it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about what's happening in Libya? And how concerned are you about the price of gasoline at the pump? 800-510-8255. Your call's coming up when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on Purina dog products. Save $5 on Purina One dog food in 34-pound bags and get 3 cans of Purina One dog food free with in-store coupon. And save $4 on Beneful dog food in 31 to 34-pound bags and get 4 free Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends February 27th.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-646-1320, 1-800-646-1320. Toll free, that's 1-800-646-1320.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Talk Radio Countdown. 33 after on the Talk Radio Countdown. The focus is on what's going on in the Middle East, gas prices, etc. So let's see what we have for callers online. John in Fort Lauderdale thinks the oil companies are just trying to scare everybody.
This seems like another scare tactic. It seems like every time something sneezes, you know, the oil prices goes up. They find another way to dip the people out of more and more money. Summertime, more money. Wintertime, more money. Holiday time, more money. Anything they can use to just bust out of more money. Next year, you're going to see the fact that they're going to be bragging about the fact that they got another jump in their prices they give to their executives. You know, this thing is becoming unreal. We're going to see another year like we did the last time. People are going to start complaining. Food, material, anything that's delivered, going to cost more money. The gas price is going to go to everything that we use in our lives. It's going to be a domino effect. And I just hope that it don't be a worse one like it was before.
800-510-8255. Do you think the oil companies are trying to scare you? Do you think the prices are going up unreasonably? And more importantly, why is it that the people in government, the president maybe most importantly, hasn't said anything about this? And are we back to the debate of what we have for resources ourselves and whether or not we are using them appropriately? Of course, we are not. And that's one of the real, that's the secondary impact of all of this, the discussion. Also ought to be on how the middle class, you for the most part, are being affected by this. The middle class pays more in proportion, if you will, for goods and services. Everything is affected by the cost of petroleum because petroleum is needed in the production and the delivery of everything that you consume. So not only does it cost you more to go to the pump and buy fuel to get yourself to work or to perhaps spend some time with your family at ease, but so fewer people will be doing that, less and less money spent for recreational things. There's a domino effect here, and it's very important to consider that. 800-510-8255. Rick in Texas thinks natural gas is the way for us all to go.
In case anybody doesn't realize it, with this new process in drilling, we can cut out 50% within 5 years of all the oil that we import on the new methods to get the oil out of the ground in our own country, where we're not sending hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars out of here. It makes no sense. If there was a good alternative energy in the near future, do y'all think for one damn minute that you wouldn't have it? Of course we would have it. Somebody, people make money. They have a new ability, hydraulic fracking, for natural gas, and natural gas is the way of the future. We're not doing anything on nuclear. We're not doing anything on coal. And you hear all this environmental stuff. 50% of everything you hear on environmental stuff is a out and out lie. It's a manipulation of the American people, and people fall for it day in and day out. I'm tired of being manipulated. It's costing our country a lot of money. Why can't we go to natural gas? Why can't we drill in our own country? Do you know how much money that oil and natural gas brings to just to the state of Texas? They're talking about 7 or 8 other states are going to get to fall into this new fracking, where it would make people a lot of money, would bring income into each state. We wouldn't have the problems that we have, but we have an environmental policy, and we're pumping more and more money into these environmental policies that are absolutely destroying and wrecking our country. Are people just blind?
Yes, in fact, they are, Rick. People are just foolish. They get used to doing things in a certain way. It's like driving to work. I am often amused by the people here in Southern California who take the throughways, take the freeways, because they think they're more direct, even though they sit in the traffic and they don't use the surface streets. We're like, asking the question whether a three blind mice, see how they run. They follow lemmings, you know what they are. Bruce, listening in Destin, Florida, with some thoughts on this.
Look around your house. About 90% of everything you see is made of petroleum products. Cost of everything is going to go up, but I think we're going to be all right. I think there's plenty of oil in the world. I don't believe alternative fuels are going to work, because you have to have coal-fired or nuclear-powered electric plants to fuel your alternative energy cars, and they don't work in the wintertime. The batteries don't work when it's cold. Please, let's drill, baby, drill.
Yep, drill, baby, drill. Offshore, onshore, Alaska, all these places. It's interesting, people are using a counter. If you've looked at some of the news about BP and what actually has happened on the surface, or on the surface, the floor, if you will, of the ocean, where all the problem was last year, there's still a lot of oil just sort of sitting there, just sort of settled to the ground and stayed there. And it doesn't seem that would be... It seems to me a good place for the oil shale people to go, get the oil right off of the top of the sand. Joe in New York with thoughts on the problem.
The reason they're handing out all these billion-dollar bonuses on Wall Street, and I wish you would pay more attention to that and alert the American people to who's getting what, is because these are the commodity traders. They speculate on the markets. They more than speculate. They influence supply price. They drive up the price. That's why they're given $5 billion dollar bonuses this time of year, billion-dollar bonuses for driving up the price of oil and gas and all these commodities. So a suggestion is that the government tax these people at 75%. That'll do two things. It'll put money in our U.S. Treasury, which we desperately need, and it'll stop these commodity traders. The Arabs aren't raising the price of oil. The guys on Wall Street who do not own a pint of oil are raising the price of oil, and you should be alerting the American people to this.
Well, I guess a lot of people have talked about it, speculators, commodities brokers, that sort of thing. Yeah, there are not – there isn't value. Value is what people will pay for something. And when they are looking, they're sort of betting. It's a hedge against what the prices would be. The airlines do it all the time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Albert in North Carolina, please, go ahead.
I never figured out what caused the oil prices to go up. I thought it was one time they were saying it's because people were using too much gas. But back then, about a few weeks back, the whole United States, 3/4 of the United States was shot down, and they prices jumped up twice in one day here in North Carolina. I don't understand that. And then they got ships sitting out there on the ocean that they won't bring in because they got nowhere to put it. You know, they can't unload, so they have to sit out there months at a time. You know what I'm talking about? And then they jack the prices up.
the prices are going up, and if you look, 4 or 5 cents a day in some areas around the country, just because of what's going on in Libya. We're focused on the Middle East and the price you're paying for products and for petroleum. Cindy, in Texas, with a question.
What I see here is the Democrats need to go after the Democrats, the Republicans need to go after the Republicans. Everyone seems to be afraid to go after their own party. And I'm not seeing Obama's administration any different from the Bush administration when it comes to these issues. And we do need to drill. We talked about right after 9/11, and we they said it takes about 7 to 10 years to get things going. Well, we could have had it going right now, along with alternative energy, and then we could diminish the things that are in the old and bring in the new and put a mixture of things. So everyone just talks, but when the Democrats go after Republicans, the Republicans go after Democrats, nothing's going to get done. But we do need to go after speculators. You have to go after some of these things are overregulated. They're not regulated in the right way. And all that money that we use for subsidies for the oil industry, why don't we do it to have safe drilling but make it temporary until we can do alternative or go elsewhere?
Because of all of the hoopla about this, as prices go up and taxpayers are asked to pay more, I mean, again, think about the services. You drive through your town, your city, you see all the trucks that are doing maintenance on the roads or they're fixing the power lines or whatever it is. You had to pay for those trucks. Those trucks have to have fuel in them to get from point A to point B. And as that goes up, the cost of providing you with services in the city or town go up. It is everywhere. 800-510-8255. Okay. Let's see here. How about Tim, another Texan with a focus on Libya and Egypt?
I think that possibly that dictators in the Middle East, of course, have seen what happened in Egypt and are not just going to sit by. And I think that is reason for them to not do anything to curtail the price per barrel of oil. Because if the price per barrel of oil is to go up, that makes the United States less likely to just sit back and allow protests to upend dictatorships in the Middle East, such as Muammar Gaddafi's in Libya. And subsequently, of course, cities like Tripoli and Benghazi, some of their largest cities, are basically lawless at the moment. Of course, with oil being such a volatile commodity, they wouldn't do anything to suppress the price per barrel of oil because, the way that oil operates in markets has the capacity, unparalleled capacity, to make such markets just as volatile, which does not serve good for our interest. I would say that the lesson would be is that, yes, for right now, in the interest of democracy across the world, which is one thing we say we admire and revere in this country, we need to, at the moment, bear whatever sacrifice we must bear, and also use this as an opportunity to get off fossil fuels as much as we can.
All right. Lots of thoughts and lots of good ones as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Jim, on the air from Chicago now.
I have 40 years in this, so I want to tell you all the truth. Get your pencils and write Google fuel vaporizer. Write Stan Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, and YouTube that too. And also write free energy device and write also Stephen Mark. That's YouTube also. I was involved with General Motors a long time ago, and I'll tell you what's going on. The Society of Automotive Engineers determined a long time ago that gasoline, today as we use gasoline, fuel injected or carbureted, 80% is wasted. Only fuel in a gas state can ignite. If you look at fuel vaporizers, many people have invented these. There's over 3,000 patents. The best was done is on a full-size automobile with a 350 V8 around 125 miles per gallon. Better than that is Stan Meyer invented the best hydrogen system for automobiles. How come the spark plugs? Ingo, his device. And with a dune buggy chassis and a Volkswagen motor, 700 miles per gallon of water. He was murdered in 1996. Get to his whole story. It's amazing. And then free energy device.
Tie this to what we're talking about.
I am?
Okay.
It's free energy device. All these Tesla, look at Nikola Tesla's ether-powered car, E-A-T-H-E-R. Everything that is there shows that what's happening here, and I'll tell you what's happening. The automobile companies and oil companies are in bed together on this. What happens is all that atmospheric pollution goes up in the air. We get sick. Guess who owns the pharmaceutical companies? That's right. The oil companies started it all. They financed them all. They get us sick. They keep us sick, and then they make sure we die. Look at the United Nations has a policy in the 70s. Get rid of 80% of the people in the world. Now, the real value of all this is it all comes together. If anybody get the King James Bible and read Matthew, 30 pages, you get the whole deal. We're all leading up to this Armageddon war. Look what's happening in the Middle East.
Wow. Well, there are people who have those theories. George Norrie has callers on his program every night that have that in their mind. And you probably, some of you agree. And maybe there's truth to it. Hard to know under the circumstances. All right, so from the focus on the price of gasoline to the problem generally in the Middle East. When we come back in a few moments, we're going to go focus on what the status is of the Libyan family that has been in control, the ruling family, And some more of your calls here on the Countdown at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Percent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus is on the Middle East, the protesting, what happens when things are shut down over there, how does it affect us here in all kinds of ways. The world is full of people who are unhappy, thus the unrest there and here, and it continues. Back to Libya, however, now, Don Lemon and John Bowes, in a conversation on CNN, talked to a member of the former ruling family there about the status of protest, etc.
You've already been saying that Muammar Gaddafi's rule has ended. Why do you think that?
Well, first of all, I want to praise the Libyan people for their courage. And the Libyan people have never have showed their great desire for freedom, freedom from fear and oppression and tyranny. Have never been more proud. Gaddafi is a former leader of Libya. He's gone. He has no control of the country. Three quarters of the country are flying the old constitution flag. So I don't think the menace of anybody from the regime who is doing to the Libyan people is going to stop it from seeking their freedom.
So Sidi Saif, Gaddafi today mentioned Egypt, he mentioned Tunisia, and he said Libya is unlike those two because it is a tribal nation. And you're saying, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you've never seen all the tribes unified like this before, but he's saying that the tribes would separate and that it would cause chaos and civil war.
I don't think what he's saying is not true, because I don't think even his tribe, his own tribemen, will follow him. Because his tribe is part of Libya, and they want to be part of Libya and be part of the family, the big family of Libya. The only problem we have in Libya is him and his family. They have been oppressing people, they have been abusing power, they have been raping, they have no accountability whatsoever. So I think the Libyan people have had enough.
And
this have shown.
excuse me, Johannes, but I'm assuming that you still have sources inside Libya. There are still people there who are telling you what's going on. And if that's the case, what are they telling you about the number of people who have been killed and possibly where do these protests go next?
We have, yesterday, a member of the family, he's counted 130 people have been killed in front of the base, which is called Birka. They were trying to attack, to conquer the base, and they were getting shot by live bullets. 130 people were counted, and I think it's even more now.
Why do you think this is happening now? And as I understand, you predicted 2 weeks ago that this unrest would occur.
Yes, I have predicted it because history have showed Libyan people, if you go through history, they're very patient, and they tolerate, but when it fits so much, they cannot tolerate after so much. And when they saw that what happened in Tunis and what happened in Egypt, it worked, I think they got the courage, and the courage was there, especially the women. I praise the women, Libyan women, who have been in the front line with the men.
All right. There's the story, a little more background from the former ruling family, or member of the former ruling family. Gaddafi's been in charge for 41 years, worth some $40 to $50 billion. Again, pretty much the same circumstances, been ripping off the country. And now with Twitter and Facebook and all the communications, people realizing what's going on, and they want to stop it. And that's good. Bob calls from Arizona to the countdown.
The United States should get completely out of the military activity anywhere. Merely we should say that we believe that the people should have more rights. And, for example, in the Saudi Arabia, one of the problems of the people is that the princes, members of the House of Saud, seem to get all the choice positions like the agencies of foreign corporations in Saudi Arabia. And keep in mind, Saudi Arabia is the holy land of the Muslims. Now, as far as the overall picture is concerned, I believe the United States should spend far less money on military purposes. And we're spending trillions for the various war efforts we have all over the world. We should spend nothing for military purposes and reduce the amount of our economy that we spend on military and put it on peaceful purposes like military clinics all over the world. And even in our own country where small towns need a military, healthcare clinic.
The rage continues. The protests move on. Gaddafi's not backing down. Where does it go? More on it on the countdown next time we're together.